This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers, if you have a question for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Got CJ and Malia in studio this week. Don't forget Klaus Financial's website, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Of course, their telephone number at their office here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because coming up a little bit later on in the program, we will have the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize, which is a $25 gift card to Pier 1 Imports. As I mentioned, joining us this week in studio, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus. How are you guys doing?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing well. CJ, how are you?
Doing well.
Malia, if you need to walk down the hall, you've got plenty of cable this morning.
I noticed
on those
that.
Headphones. They handed Malia a set of headphones with possibly the longest.
Yes, I thought so too. Like I'm going to get wild and dance
yes,
in here
exactly.
With this. I don't know.
Exactly. You want to pace, do whatever. You have plenty of room. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they would love to answer for you right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Got a lot to get to today. And let's start out with talking about an area of confusion, and there are differences. And let's talk a little bit about the differences between fees and commissions when it comes to investment advisors and that are servicing your account. What are the differences there?
Yeah, so folks, if you're listening right now, I encourage people to call in if they have questions, because this is a huge area that people will come in and kind of in that first meeting with us really be confused as to how financial advisors work. And so we're going to get a little bit academic here, so I hope you all keep up with what we're talking about. But there's generally three lines of products that are overseen by regulatory authorities. There's what's called the insurance commissioner, which oversees insurance sales and whether they're done properly. There's FINRA, which is Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, which oversees broker-dealers and the sale of commissionable products. And then there's finally the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, which oversees fiduciaries or fee-based financial advisors like us. We are actually technically what's called a hybrid firm. We are licensed to do both fee-based planning and broker-dealer commissioned, and technically we're insurance licensed. We just don't do anything with selling insurance. So we actually fall underneath all three of those regulatory entities I just mentioned. However, you really want to know when you're talking to a financial advisor, how is it that you get paid for your advice, right? Now, technically speaking, we could get paid in any one of those three ways, but for anybody who's worked with us, they know we are a primarily fee-based, fee-for-service financial planning firm. So the primary entity that we interact with is Securities and Exchange Commission. But again, sometimes this can be confusing. You may walk into an insurance agent who has no securities licenses whatsoever, and they say, I'm a financial advisor, right? Mm. And you go, oh, you are. And it confuses people. And then they end up buying a bunch of life insurance to fit their financial planning needs. So the biggest difference between each of these areas is a fee-based advisor operates on what we call the fiduciary standard, which just simply means that they have to do what they would do for themselves in terms of advice. A commission-based advisor has to operate on what we will call just the suitability standard, which means, hey, think of it in terms of a suit. Hey, that suit fits you. It may be ugly, but that suit fits you, right? Mm-hmm. And suitability is kind of like, yeah, I guess it's kind of appropriate, but it may or may not work for you in the long run. So there's a big difference. It sounds subtle, but it's actually a huge difference in terms of the standard that advisors have to offer advice to you under.
I think an important point that CJ's making here is that at you as the client coming in, it is really important you understand how your financial advisor is getting paid, because they're getting paid in one of these different directions. And so you may come to us and say, well, I bought this annuity and I didn't have to pay anything for it, correct?
Right.
Because they never wrote a check for it. But believe me, there's internal charges in all these types of products that we're discussing. And it is really important you're very clear how someone's getting paid, because they are.
And one of the worst responses you can hear is, oh, the company pays me, don't worry about it. No, I am worried about it, right? What is the percentage that the company is paying you? Now, we've even heard commission-based advisors go as far as to say that's none of your business. And actually, that is not true. It is your business. You have a right as a client to say, no, I want to know exactly what percentage you're getting paid. Because let's be honest, why do you want to know that? Conflict of interest, folks. You want to know if the product they're offering is the best for you or paying the highest commission.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this week from Kloss Financial. If you have any questions, they'd love to answer them for you right now. They are our retirement planning professionals. Our numbers, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. One more time, a little slower there, 442-5637. Let's talk about annuities and where they fit, you know, where do they go and where do they come in when it comes to internal charges? What should people be aware of there?
Well, again, we know many of our listeners may have some annuities out there. And as CJ said, those generally are going to be sold by a producer that has an insurance license. Okay. Mm. So, there are places for annuities. A to Z, there's a quite a range for them. We're not necessarily the biggest advocate of them because we do understand how they work. The internal charges are there. Sometimes they're as high as 4.5% to 5%, believe it or not. So they do offer guarantees. And in the investment world, we can never say to our clients, this is guaranteed. An insurance producer can say this is guaranteed because the insurance company is backing a guarantee. Believe me, you're paying for every single piece of that guarantee. And again, that's where we just like transparency for people to understand. If they're saying I'm going to get 10% per year, what does that really mean? And how much is that costing me as the client? So just be asking questions.
Yeah, so it's always funny for Malia and I when they come in and they say, hey, I was talking to one of my neighbors the other day, and they said their advisor sold them this investment that that guarantees them, you know, 7% a year. And I just always laugh at that because that's a very limited understanding of a product, right? There are products that will, quote-unquote, again, annuities that will provide, quote-unquote, guarantees of, like, benefit base increases that could mean your income goes up. But as Malia said, whenever the word guarantee enters in, you know an insurance company's involved. Mm-hmm. And you also know that additional costs or restrictions are involved, one of the two.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. You can find them online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have any questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our number is 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. We'll talk about some different types of risk. We'll also take your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our retirement planning professionals this week, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget it doesn't cost anything for that initial get-to-know-you meeting, that kick of the tires, as CJ likes to talk about. If you have a question for him right now as well, you can give us a call at 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Joining us now is Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia and CJ from Kloss Financial.
Good morning. I'm a little confused on what I'm supposed to do with my 401k that I, the job that I left. All I did is just bank the money. I didn't know exactly what I was doing, so, but it accumulated to like $280,000. And then my wife has a 401b from another company with like $80,000, and then she's got her 401k with like $160,000. I'm just curious, what should I do? What is my strategy?
Sure. Great question, Jeff. So you have, it sounds like an old 401k. She has a 403b. And then she has, it sounds like a current workplace plan. So here's typically what we see. from old employers, just so that you don't end up with plans all over the place, typically what you'll do is roll old plans. Again, old means you're not working at that place anymore. You're not making contributions to it. You're quote unquote severed from service. Those plans will typically get rolled over to an IRA. That's a non-taxable event. That's the whole point of calling it a rollover, so that there's no tax involved in doing that. So you get it from 401k to IRA. Now, hypothetically, if you think about that, you could work at three different places, have three old 401ks over time, and roll them all into a singular traditional IRA or Roth IRA, depending upon what it looks like. So the notion would be to take the old plans, move them into a singular IRA, and then within that IRA, diversify. Then, for your new contributions, you always want to have a 401k, if possible, at your current place of work. So there's nothing wrong with having a current 401k where you work, and that's where you make your retirement contributions, and then have all your old plans that are rolled over into a singular IRA. And even though you're not making contributions to that plan, you're kind of managing it and diversifying it from there. And of course, Jeff, truth be told, this is absolutely what we do with people. This is a huge component of what we do. But that's kind of the strategy behind it.
Okay, but I'm a little confused on the fiduciary and the payment plan.
Yeah. Great question. So in that world, if you were to work with a financial advisor who helps you do those rollovers, typically they're going to get paid in one of two ways. And this is great for everybody who's listening out there, Jeff. So good follow-on question. So they're going to get paid by either selling you a product, and think of it as being a rep or a registered representative. They're not the creator of the product, but they're a rep of that product. And so they get paid a commission for selling it to you. That could be a A-share mutual fund. That could be an annuity. It could be a whole host of different things. Or a different way to work with an advisor is to say, hey, I don't want you to get paid commissions. I want to know that you get paid a percentage per year of what I have, so that as I grow, you grow, and as I decline, you decline. So, you know, basically you're saying, I don't want you to get paid all your money up front. I want you to get paid a little bit along the way, as long as you're doing the job. And that's how we operate. We like to work as fiduciaries. Truth be told, we don't make nearly as much money up front. But over time, if we do a good job, we get to actually participate then in the success or failure of what we're doing, which is typically what people want.
Great question.
Okay, go ahead.
No, and I was just going to add to that, you know, our next segment we were going to discuss about the fact that all of our 401ks out there, retirement plans, there is some type of internal expense associated with those plans as well. So sometimes we think, well, they're at my old employer and I'm not really paying anything to have them sitting there. Well, a couple things are happening. First of all, you are paying internally. There's an internal expense with the funds that you are participating in. Number two, there's probably no one overlooking your strategy. And that's really the big nugget here that CJ is offering, is that it is important to bring in a cohesive strategy that fits with what's going on in your life, not just leaving all these old plans out there to just see what happens.
Well, and I do, Jeff, want to be a good fiduciary here. Not everybody should roll over old plans. There are circumstances under which you have an incredible 401k plan at a very low cost, and mm-hmm. it may benefit you to leave it there. Or you could be over the age of 55, and there are small provisions where you shouldn't just jump in and roll it over. But that's why we say, hey, meet with a good fiduciary, and they'll tell you what you should do.
And you're right, because I did leave it in my old company's plan. And I think they're charging me like $7 every quarter.
No, so that's what Malia's talking about. This is great. I hope people are listening to this. That's very common misconception. Oh, $7 a quarter or $50 bucks a year for my 401k. Hey, that's a lot cheaper than the 1% a year or $2,800 I'd have to pay to you. No. Your mutual funds that you have inside of the plan typically cost, on average, about 1% a year. Now, you'd have to look at your plan in particular, but on average, 401ks mm-hmm. have mutual funds at right around 1% a year.
Do you think we should keep them all separate, or should we combine them?
We're going to actually, Jeff, what I'm going to do at this point is I'll cut off here. What I'd say is, if you have additional questions, call into the office. We'd love, you know, at no cost, we'd love to chat with you and give you some additional advice. But I just want to make sure we give time to other callers and and topics. So,
and Jeff, thank you so much for the call. The telephone number for Kloss Financial's office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can also find them online, klossfinancial.com, klossfinancial.com. Fantastic questions Jeff this morning. Also ties in a bit also with kind of what we've been talking about, which is different fees, different commissions, and we left off talking annuities. Let's talk a little bit about, did I heard the word mutual fund? Let's talk a little bit about A and C shares of mutual funds. What are the costs associated there?
Well, again, and CJ wanted to point out, too, that there are so many different products that we're not covering today. So this has not been an exhaustive list. We just want to get people thinking about, yeah, I'm invested in, and what did that cost me? Something that a lot of people were familiar with and still purchase are what we call A shares in the mutual fund arena. And what the way in which you're paying for that when you make an investment into A shares is simply an upfront commission. It could be anywhere from 2.5% to almost 5%, depending on the amount you're putting into that investment. So in other words, if you put in, you know, write a check for $10,000, depending on where you lie on that fee schedule, a chunk of it's going to come right out. And you're going to say, well, you know, I've already lost. I already put money in, and now I'm seeing a decline. What's that about? Mm-hmm. Well, that's because your broker got paid up front, and now they're going to continue managing the account. C shares run about 1% per year. So same thing, you write a check, but it's coming out at a tick of about 1% per year. So just understand going forward that there is a payment method happening. Mm-hmm. You might not see it directly, but that's where the transparency should come in.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for CJ or Malia, love to answer it for you right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. You can also find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, or give them a call at their office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with our retirement planning professionals, Malia and CJ from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Not only does it not cost you anything for the initial kick of the tires to get to know you thing, that telephone number, you're also going to want to hold on to it because in a couple minutes, we will have our Kloss Quiz question of the week. Let's talk a little bit, guys, about what it, you hear the phrase is risk-free rate. What is a risk-free rate, and is that true?
Yeah, great question. So I do want to just reiterate what Malia said. The list of the items we were going through on A shares and C shares and annuities and all of that is not a comprehensive list. So I do encourage you, talk to your advisor, talk to us if you want to get a comprehensive list of the pros and cons. We tend to focus on certain aspects of it because we've learned certain things over the years. But certainly, you know, you could own a product that we may be blanketly saying we don't love, and yet it's a perfect fit for you.
Exactly.
So make sure you talk to your advisor or to us for a comprehensive list. But yes, this whole thing of the risk-free rate, it's very interesting. There is no such thing as risk-free, is
it
there?
Sounds great.
It does. And you know, you hear this from clients occasionally when they come in, they go, well, that has no risk. And I internally try to hold myself back, but internally I'm just laughing. I'm going, everything has risk. My gosh, when you walk outside the doors of this studio, there's a lot of risk, right? But no, so I think intuitively people kind of get this. Yeah, but what has the lowest possible risk? That might be the better way to look at this. So the 3-month U.S. Treasury bill, or what they call the T-bill, is what they typically refer to as the risk-free rate. So you might say, why? The U.S. government has all kinds of debt. Why are they calling that risk-free? Well, listen, for those who don't know, the United States is by far the largest economy in the world. We are the police officer of the world, and we are the juggernaut when it comes to the economic engine of the world. So everybody operates around the world. Everybody looks at our government treasury bills as the gold standard for the lowest possible risk. And the notion is to say, if the U.S. government goes out of business, everybody goes out of business.
Yeah, you got a lot to worry about.
You got a lot to worry about. So the lowest risk thing you could possibly own, by the way, lower risk than your bank accounts, lower risk than your insurance company guarantees. The lowest possible risk thing you could get is the 3-month U.S. Treasury bill. And then, of course, other low things would be like the 1-year T-bill, the 10-year T-bill, so on and so forth. But they commonly refer to that as the risk-free rate.
Can I ask, since we talk low risk, is that also low return?
You got it, buddy.
Oh, you're learning.
Hey. Yes. Yeah, so that's the funny thing. People may or may not know this. A 10-year U.S. Treasury was trading at about 1.6%, meaning if you gave your money to the U.S. government for 10 years, you get 1.6%. That was pre-election. Mm-hmm. Right after Trump was elected, it went to 2.2 pretty darn quickly. I want to say within 2 or 3 days, which just means that with little to no risk. Now, again, the 10-year is not the risk-free rate, but it is still very, very low risk, is at 2.2%. So that's pretty interesting, right? And by the way, folks, the longer you go out on holding your money, the higher the interest rate. So that's why the 3-month T-bill is such a lower rate.
Fantastic information. Got a couple of minutes left before the Kloss Quiz question of the week. Let's just real ask. One of the things that you hear a lot of people talking about is the timing of the market. And can I do this? I know somebody who's done it so well, and they're going to give me some great
advice. Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yes. And I know people like that. Is that real? I mean, does it really happen?
Yeah. Well, in our experience, it's not real. You might have a one-off that somebody got lucky, right? Mm-hmm. But that's not something any of us can plan for, nor should we. Warren Buffett, who's the king of investing, will tell you can't time the market. So really, we've talked a lot on this show about correct asset allocation, making sure that you're adjusting your portfolio to risk, and adjusting to the time element. We're really looking at, if you're invested in the market, it's probably going to need to be in a 5, 10, or 20-year span of time to adjust properly for the risk. So timing the market is not something anyone really is qualified to do. They may think, like I said, a one-off, that's great. That's the only time my friends tell me how great they are. Yeah. trading stocks is when they've won. But you really just need to, quote, stay invested. And we've talked about that so much, staying on that path, but making sure your asset allocation between stocks, bonds, and cash is correct for your specific situation.
I think this is simpler than people try to make it. Sometimes people go, baloney, the market is all about timing. And truth be told, if you could time the market, that would be true, right? Mm-hmm. If you could jump in and out at the right time and have some sort of crystal ball, that would be amazing. But nobody can. And so think of this in terms of your life. It's the difference of trying to win the lottery versus building a business. Let me repeat that. It's the difference between winning the lottery and building a business. If your financial plan is built on winning the lottery, meaning I got the timing right, good luck. Not many people win the lottery. But if I'm going to build a business over 10, 15, 20 years, and I'm going to build it brick by brick, there's a much higher percentage of people that can be successful doing that. Mm-hmm. So our whole investment philosophy is built on that very simple premise of we can help a large percentage of the population be successful by keeping a solid asset allocation over long periods of time. We could trade stocks for you, by the way, and get paid commissions, but then we'd be like the person who's wanting to win the lottery. Mm-hmm. It may work, it may not. And again, I don't think you want to come into our office and hear me say, well, it may work or it may not. That's not what we're shooting for.
CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number, 608-442-5637. Again, that's 442-5637. Hold on to that telephone number. It is now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office here in Madison at 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Pure One Imports. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. The interest rate on a 3-month U.S. Treasury bill is commonly referred to as blank. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer wins that prize. Don't forget as well, if you want to set up an appointment, doesn't cost anything for that first get to know you, that kick of the tires at Kloss Financial. Again, that number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a great week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investicorp Inc., a registered broker dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.
Let's check in with Dan Conner and see what's coming up next on the show. Dan, what do you got for us today?